Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. My name is Anastasia, returning your call for customer service. How can I help?
Okay, yeah. The charge of 70 some dollars on my checking account, I don't know what it's for.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Can I get your zip code to better assist you?
24541.
Two four five four
Five
one.
four one, yes.
And what's your first and last name?
Diadolinsky.
And when was this purchase made?
Huh?
When was your card charged?
Hold on. It was 76 something. I can get the exact amount if you want to hold on.
No, ma'am. I said, when was it charged? Like, when did the money come off your card?
Oh, when? Well, I have to look at my account again on my phone if you want to hold on a
Okay.
second.
I will. I don't mind.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, it was 12/3/2022 for $76.68. It says extraordinary quality GA.
Okay, can you spell your first name for me?
DETTA.
DETTA.
Yeah.
And your last name?
It's LYNSKEY.
LYNK. I'm
SKEY.
sorry. No. You said LYNSKEY?
Yes.
Not find an account. I'm gonna try a different way. You have the credit card that you use?
Yeah.
Can I have the last four?
I'm not sure which one, but was it 8033?
I can search and see. Could it be anyone else's name, ma'am?
D, it could be D Lenski.
Do you have the first six of the card? Because I don't see your account for your name.
All right. The first is 4419 4600.
I just needed the first six now. Thank you.
No, wait a minute. It wasn't a credit card. It went to my account, my checking account. So that's different. The last four is 4214.
I'm not finding it. Hold on one sec. I'm going to get a supervisor.
Okay.
Do you know what product that you received?
No, I didn't receive anything, and I noticed there's another charge of $6.95 for shipping and handling of something, but I don't remember what it was, but I never received anything.
And ma'am, where did you get our number from?
Off of my checking account.
No, ma'am, we can't find an account for you, so can you reach out to your bank and get a phone number, the correct phone number, because I've used all my search criteria, and I cannot find your name nowhere.
All right, what's the name of this company?
What third-party company?
Is it Extraordinary Quality?
Ma'am. We're a third-party company, so I wouldn't know until I had your account pulled up.
All right, well, you got my phone number. You got my account. What else could you need? How about my address?
No, we can't search your address.
And you searched with me.
Oh, I already tried to search your address when I put in the zip code.
And so on December the 3rd, it cleared. I think it was a few days before that, it said it was pending. So it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. All right. The first charge happened on November 29th.
Yes.
Hello. I'm still not finding an account for you.
So you're saying you're not able to take the charge off?
I can't take a charge off without having your account pulled up, so no, ma'am, I can't. But if you reach out to your bank, they can give you a correct phone number of who charged you.
It's the number is right here beside it. So this is the right number. So on November 29th, you don't see a charge for $6.95 for Linsky.
No, ma'am. I don't see anything for you at all. I don't see an account with your name on
it. It could be under Ghostbusters. Cleaning service, because this is my business account. I just realized that. It would say Dustbusters. 24541.
No. No, ma'am, I don't see anything with that name either.
Okay, I'll call back if I can't get anywhere with the bank.
Okay, and if you also can have your bank to contact us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for calling us.